The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 9, 1975, in London, England.
Have you had any difficulty in bringing this, which seems to have originated in India, into the West?
Have we found
any problems or difficulty in bringing this teaching, which appears to have originated in the in India, to the West? Have you found any problems?
No, there cannot be any problem. Just now I am speaking to you. If you are sane man, you will have to admit this. The mistake you will have to admit. If you are a sane man, if you are something else, then you will not admit the mistake. Now, the mistake is, you are talking with me, I am talking with you. Your body is there, my body. But which is important? Your body is important or the force which is talking? That is important. Which is important?
The force.
That's it. So who is giving? Where is the education and institution to give lesson about this living force? Is there any education all over the world?
But
you don't find
that the fact that your monks are wearing robes or shaving their heads is a difficulty in the West, but not many people...
It is not a question of East and West. It is a question of human life. There is no question. The Western people also have this living force, and Eastern people also have this living force. Where is the difference? West and East. There is no question of West and East. It is the problem for the whole human society.
Can you tell me how your teaching relates to the Bible? The Christian teaching.
Christian teaching is good. It is giving idea of God. But who is following Christian teaching? That is the problem. Nobody is following. Christ says, thou shalt not kill. And the Christian people are very expert in killing. Do you admit or not? That's it. And who is a Christian? If one does not follow the instruction of Christ, then would you call him a Christian?
No.
That's it.
That is there any reason why you teach
The teaching is the same. What Lord Jesus Christ taught and what we are taught. The teaching is the same. But who is following? That is the difficulty.
Thank you. So you don't think that...
The difficulty has arisen. I am claiming to be Hindu, but I am not following the Vedic rules. You are claiming to be Christian, but you are not following Christian rules. This is going on all over you.
But if someone was making the Bible a sort of reality in their...
Yes, it is good. What is wrong with that Bible? It is everything all right. We don't say the Bible is bad and Vedas are good. We don't say that.
Are you yourself, or do your followers regard you as an incarnation of Krishna or as the teacher of Krishna?
No. We regard ourselves as servant of Krishna.
There are a lot of other spiritual groups in the world.
Everyone is servant of Krishna.
Are you saying
everyone, you are also servant of Krishna. Are you not servant of Krishna? Are you master? You are not servant of anyone? Are you? You have come as press representative. You are servant of the press. So you are not master.
But I want to ask about other spiritual groups. In this country.
So any spiritual, if he actually belongs to spiritual understanding, then he must admit that he is servant of God.
Right.
That is real spiritual understanding.
But many
they have no spiritual understanding. Anyone who says something else beyond this understanding, that every living entity is servant of God.
Uh-huh.
If he says something else, he does not know what is spiritual life.
But there seems to be a lot of groups that are saying that, they're teaching a different way to...
A different way, there cannot be different. Way is one. God is one, and we all living entities, we are dependent on God's mercy. That's what you are saying. Everyone is silent. We say that God is one, and every one of us, we are all servants of God. So let us engage in our original position as servants of God. This is our teaching.
Do you feel that in other groups also there are sort of teachers or masters or whatever they call them? Do you feel that there can be more?
They are wasting time simply. And cheating on us, that's all.
They are wasting.
Yes, because they do not understand what is their position. Therefore, their teaching is simply waste of time.
So,
this is the position, that God is great,
uh-huh,
and we are all dependent on God. Who is denying this? This is the original principle. Now, in one religious system, it may be taught in a little different way, in another religious system it may be. But this, if there is no such sense that God is the Supreme and we are all subordinate servants, this should be the basic idea that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai Bhungsan Paro Dharma, Jatu Bhakti Yadhokaje, Ahoi Tuki Apratihata, Jinatma Samprasidati. He says that is first class religion, which teaches the followers how to become obedient to God. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion. If they are teaching this fact that actually, they are doing that. Muslims, they say, Allahu Akbar. Christian people say, God is great. And the Hindus also say, Eka Brahma, Ditya Nasti. So you go, it's the same teaching.
You're not actually saying that you're the only teacher who can give this teaching, but that any teacher who gives this teaching...
This is the principle. Just like 2 plus 2 equal to 4. So anyone who teaches this, he's a teacher. And if a rascal says 2 plus 2 equal to 3, then he's not a teacher, he's a cheater.
So are you saying, in fact, that...
Yes, well, this is I'm saying what I'm saying to you, that God is great and everyone is servant.
Yes.
Can you deny this?
Yes.
Can you deny this?
No.
Then, what is the difficulty? Nobody, no sane man will deny it. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Matta Paratanam Nanya, Kinchi Rasti Dhananya. So these things are there. God is great. We are all subordinate. And we are maintained. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. This is the basic information. Nitya nityanam chetana chetanana. So these principles should be broadcast. People should know what is his position.
Is the teacher always necessary? I mean, many
yes.
Groups or
yoga. So why you are asking? Anything you want to learn, you must go to a teacher. How you can learn? Independent.
I mean, just say by reading the Bhagavad Gita.
Reading Bhagavad Gita is also taking lesson from the teacher. Teacher Krishna is personally the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
and you read Bhagavad Gita, means you take lessons from teacher, the supreme teacher.
I read a news report recently that you had said in Paris that you no longer taught your followers to chant simply the name of the Hare Krishna mantra because the name of God could be chanted in any form. Is that true?
Yes. Chanting of the holy name. We are, broadcasting that you, in this age, you begin for God's realization, chant His holy name. Very simple.
So, this holy name can be in different forms, for say, a Christian or a Hindu?
Different form means that they, just like water. Water, somebody says water. And India, somebody says jal, or pani. But the substance is the same. If your name means the same thing, then it is right. And if your name suggests something else, then it is wrong.
And is it something that...
So if you have got some name which actually refers to God, then it is all right. But if you have got something name which refers to dog, then it is wrong.
Is it something that your followers can be aware of constantly?
So we are recommending to chant the name of Krishna. Mm-hmm. The Krishna means all attractive. Mm-hmm. All attractive. Uh-huh. So God is all attractive, otherwise how can be God? God cannot be attractive for you and not for me. This is very accurate word. God has no name, that's a fact. But we coin His name according to His dealings. Just like we call God Jasodananda. So God came as the son of Jasoda. Therefore we call Him Jasodananda, son of Jasoda. So you can take it as name. Similarly, God's name, the total summarization, all accept. That is perfect name.
Is this the same name that is spoken of in the Bible? Is this the name of God?
Really?
In the Bible it says the Word of God. Is that the same name? That's
yes, called? God is God. Krishna is God. If you use this word, Krishna, because God is all attractive, then immediately you associate it with God. And if you associate with God, then you become purified.
Can you explain the what I read in one of your books, that the sounds spoken either in chanting the mantra or when talking about God or Krishna is somehow transcendental sound, though it's spoken with the same voice?
God is absolute. His name and His person not different, because He is absolute. Mm-hmm. Here in the material world, the name is not the substance. If I want water, I am thirsty. And if I chant, water, 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 that will not help me. But in the spiritual world, God being absolute, you chant God's name, you see God's form, you discuss about God's activity, they are all the same.
So, if when we chant water, 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 we
don't... That is material one. If you chant water, water, the real water will not come. But if you chant Krishna, Krishna, then because it is absolute, then you are associating with Krishna.
Then we become into the spiritual
world. Yes, immediately. Because Krishna is on your tongue.
How do we feel?
You'll feel God chanting, just like if you drink water, then you'll feel that my thirstness is gone.
But it's the same body doing
that. Yes, if you chant Krishna, then you will be spiritually realized.
That's all the questions I
have. Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is very important moment. Try to understand and broadcast it. It is not a sectarian so-called religious moment. It is a scientific moment.
You mean this moment in the world?
Yes. Krishna consciousness.
Is the work you recommend your followers to do purely spiritual? Or do you
we simply say that God is great, you are servant, don't be befooled that you are God. Don't be befooled like that. That is our thing.
Do they do anything like social work?
Yes, social work. This is the best social work. People are in ignorance and we are giving them knowledge. Is it not the best social work? If you keep the man in ignorance, and if you give him something, just like your child, you simply give him to eat, but no education. Then what is it? Benefit. Is that very good, nice work? That you give your children nice food to become robust, but no education. Is that very good, nice work? People are in this human form of life especially meant for understanding God. Athāta brahma jigyāsā. This is the Vedanta Sutra. So they are keeping them in darkness and teaching them technology, how to make cycle. The life is meant for understanding God, and they have been educated by making cycle and swing machine. This is life. Therefore there will be disaster. It is already there. Just like in America or any Western country, they have manufactured so many cars and now they are flattening Caribbeans, please give us oil. You see, power crisis. And if they stop manufacturing, there is unemployment. And if they increase that, there is power shortage. So this dilemma, this modern civilization, will have to meet this dilemma. Because we are going against the laws of God.
We are not suggesting that all that is just cut away from Eden.
No. You require, first thing you require, to eat. So Krishna says that anna bhavanti bhutani, produce sufficient grain, food grain, so that both the animal and the man, they will eat and become robust, stout and strong, and then they will be capable of working. That is the first thing. But who is producing food grain? They are producing motor tires. When there is scarcity of food, will these motor tires help us? We shall eat motor tires. This is going on. So-called industrialization, producing unnecessary things which is not required, and then neglecting producing food grains. And I have estimated, I am traveling all over the world, that there are so much space even now that if you produce food grain, you can feed 10 times of the population as it is. But they will not do that. They will create motor cars and the whole street is congested. At any moment there can be accident, and if you have to go to consult a doctor, you have to go 30 miles off, because the motor car is there. I am diseased, I want to consult a doctor. He must be in neighborhood, but I have to go 30 miles. And maybe before going to the doctor, I may be finished by accident. Anartha, it is called anartha. Anartha means unwanted things. So Bhagavat says, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokkhaji lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre satata samhita. Because these rascals are simply creating unnecessary necessities of life. So their only remedy is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogam adhokkhaji. But people do not know it. Therefore, Vidyan, Vyasadeva, he has made the Sattata Samhita, Srimadha Bhagavat. Anartha upasama, to stop them acting nonsensically, simply producing problems.
So it's just a question of when.
The book is there, you learn, and you will learn it. It is already there.
Do you foresee a time coming when people will
realize? It is already come, disaster.
No, I mean the time coming when disaster is averted.
No, unless you take the real instruction, how you can stop disaster? You must agree to take the real instruction. If you don't agree, then you suffer. That is your business. But the remedy is there. The instruction is there. Just like Bhagavad Gita says, produce food grain. The remedy is there. But he will not produce food grain. He will produce motor car. Then he must suffer.